So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf taught that in the case of Ma'anis, both Chayvei Lavin and Chayvei Krisis Yesh Lahem Knas, are eligible for Knas. The Gemara continues and says, however, that according to the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Chayvei Krisis Ein Lahem Knas, because Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana hoya oise es Yom HaKippurim kishabbos l'tashlumin. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana compares Yom Kippur to Shabbos regarding payments. Ma Shabbos mischayev benafsho yu potter min atashlumin. Just as when one is mechal Shabbos, violates Shabbos, for which he is chayev mises bezdin, the death penalty by bezdin, he is absolved from tashlumin, monetary punishment, if in the process he caused damages, because kimlei bederabamine, the oynish chamor absolves him of the oynish kal. Af Yom HaKippurim is chayev benafsho yu potter min atashlumin. So too, when one is mechal Yom HaKippurim, violates Yom Kippur, for which he is chayev karis, liable for death through the heavenly bezdin, he is absolved of tashlumin because kimlei bederabamine. Accordingly, chayvei krisus ein lohem knas. He's not obligated to pay knas because since he's mischayev benafshoy, he's also potter min atashlumin because of kimlei bederabamine. To summarize the opinions regarding the eligibility of an isha asura for knas. According to the Mishnah, kol chayvei krisus v'chol chayvei lavin v'asei yesh lohem knas because kro yisei riksivi. They're included through the additional psukim. According to Shimon HaTimni, kol chayvei krisus chutz minida ein lohem knas because loy tafsi bahu kedushin. However, kol chayvei lavin v'asei v'nida yesh lohem knas because tafsi bahu kedushin. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya, kol chayvei krisus chutz minida v'chol chayvei lavin v'asei ein lohem knas because eina re'uya l'kaima. However, nida yesh lo knas because re'uya l'kaima. According to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, kol chayvei krisus v'gam nida ein lohem knas because mischayev benafshoy potter min atashlumin. However, chayvei lavin v'asei yesh lohem knas because ein mischayev benafshoy einoy potter min atashlumin. The Gemara proceeds to explain the reasoning of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana that chayvei krisus are also potter min atashlumin. Abaye says that this is derived through gzeira shava of the words osoin osoin. One pasuk which refers to osoin bidei adam, a death casualty through a human, states v'chi yinatzu anashim v'nogfu ishahara v'goymer v'loy yiyeh osoin anoish yeh anesh. When two men quarrel and hit a pregnant woman, if there was no osoin, death casualty, then they're liable to pay the damages, which is d'mei v'ladosh, the loss of the ubar. Another pasuk which refers to osoin bidei shamayim, a death casualty through heaven, states v'es binyamin achi yosef loy sholach yakev es achiv ki omar pen yikre'enu osoin. Yaakov Avinu did not send Binyamin with the brothers because he was concerned for a possible death casualty. The Gzeirah Shavah teaches that ma osoin ha'omer bidei adam potter min atashlumin, af osoin ha'omer bidei shamayim potter min atashlumin. According to Abaya, since Yaakov Avinu's concern of osoin bidei shamayim includes both karis and misa bidei shamayim, both chayvei krisis v'chayvei misa bidei shamayim potter min atashlumin. Rava says that this is derived from the pasuk in which Hashem says, "V'mha'aleim ya'alimu am ha'oretz esei nehem min ha'ishahu b'sitoi mizari la'moylech v'samti ani es panai bo'ishahu v'mishpachtoi v'chrati oisoi." If Bezin refrains from executing someone who sacrifices his child to avoid the Zara, I will personally attend to him and punish him through karis. Omra toira karis sheli kemisa shelachem. The pasuk compares karis to misas Bezdin. Ma misa shelachem potter min atashlumin, af karis sheli potter min atashlumin. According to Rava, since the pasuk only mentions karis, only chayvei krisis potter min atashlumin, but chayvei misa bidei shamayim einoi peturin min atashlumin. Therefore, ika beinayu zar she'achal truma. There'll be a difference in halacha in a case of a Yisrael who ate truma b'mezid intentionally. According to Abaya, potter min atashlumin because misa bidei shamayim potter min atashlumin. According to Rava, one would be chayv in tashlumin because misa bidei shamayim einoi potter min atashlumin. The Gemara questions this distinction in which, according to Abaye's reasoning, Zar she'achal truma potter min atashlumin because of a different reason. Rav Chisda taught, Moider Rav Nechunya ben Akana begoinev chelboi shel chaveroi ve'ochloi shehu chayev. Rav Nechunya ben Akana agrees in a case where one stole chelev, forbidden fats, and ate them, that he's chayev, punished with both karis v'tashlumin, because kvar nischayev b'gneva koidim shebali dei iser chelev. He was already liable for Tashlumei Geneva through Hagbah, lifting it, before he transgressed the Isser Karis through Achila, eating it. And even Karis cannot absolve a pre-existing Chiyuv Tashlumin. This would also apply to Zar She'achal Truma. The Chiyuv Tashlumin through Hagbah precedes the Misa through Achila, in which case we do not say Pato Min HaTashlumin, because Kimle B'Derab Minei applies only where Misa V'Tashlumin Ba'im Ke'echad. The Chiyuv Misa and Chiyuv Tashlumin are incurred simultaneously, and the Gemara gives three explanations. Number one, She'tochav Le'chaveri L'Soich Beis Abliyah. His friend inserted the truma into his throat to the extent the Matzi Lahadurei Al Yidei Adchak. He can only expel the truma through great effort. At this point, the truma has become repulsive and lost its value to the owner, and therefore he is not Chayiv B'Tashlumin until he actually swallows it and his Nehenna benefits from it, at which time he also becomes Chayiv Misa. Therefore, La'abaya Partu Min HaTashlumin, because Kimle Min Rab Minei does apply, because Misa B'Tashlumin Boim Ke'echad, the Chiyuv Misa and Chiyuv Tashlumin are incurred simultaneously when he swallows it. The second explanation, Kigoyin She'tochav Lo Yichaveirei Mashkin Shel Truma L'Toich Piv. His friend inserted Truma liquid, such as wine or oil, into his mouth. The same reasoning as above applies here. The only difference is that in the first Teretz we're speaking of Oichel, food, which only gets ruined if it's stuck L'Toich Beis HaBliya, into his throat. And in the second Teretz, we're speaking of mashkin, liquid, which gets ruined even if only poured l'toich piv into his mouth. The third explanation, Bizar she'achal truma mishaloi. The Yisrael ate his own truma, in which there's no tashlumei truma. However, while he was eating, v'kara shiroyin shel chaveroi, he tore his friend's garment or caused some other damage. Therefore, la'abaya poter min ha'tashlumin, because misa v'tashlumin ba'am ke'echad. The Chiyuv Misa and Chiyuv Tashlumin are incurred simultaneously. This discussion continues in the next daf.